Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, Mo. So should he break up with her for her ignoring him on her birthday?
That's exactly what happened.
I'm confused.
So my dude is dating someone, and he is super confused right now and doesn't know what to make of a situation that happened, and neither do I. And I'm curious as to what y'all would do in a similar situation. So they, at this point, they have been dating now for going on a year, and nothing seems out the ordinary. Everything seems cool. They both seem to really be into each other. I have an inkling as to why she might have ignored him, but I'm not exactly sure. But she had a really big birthday coming up. It was like her 30th birthday, and they had been planning on what they were going to do with her birthday for a couple of weeks. So he had this idea to surprise her and to take her out of the state for the weekend of her birthday. But he hadn't told her because obviously it was a surprise. So there was a lot of him asking her leading up to it, like, you know, what do you want to do? What would you be interested in doing? And she was like, I'm not sure yet. You know, I might kind of just kick back, hang out with my friends and my family, or maybe we can do something. I'll keep you posted. It was that kind of back and forth going. So he's in this odd place of, do I just book the trip and hope that it'll work out? Or should I wait to see if she'd rather hang out with her friends and family? Because he feels like it's at this awkward place where they've been dating long enough to where she might want to spend her birthday with him. But since it's such a milestone birthday, they haven't been dating long enough to where she might be comfortable hanging out with him as opposed to her friends and her family. So he wasn't really sure how to handle it. So her birthday is coming up that weekend. I think at this point it's like a Thursday. And she was taken off of work from Thursday to Sunday. So that Thursday, he woke up. His intentions were to say, guess what? I surprised you with a birthday trip for the weekend. And so he woke up that morning and he said, good morning. You know, what are your plans today? Kind of thing. And she said, oh, I'm going to go hang out with a couple of friends. And her birthday wasn't that day. Her birthday was Saturday, I believe. This is Thursday. She's like, I'm going to go hang out with a couple of friends. And I will get back to you when I'm done later tonight. Maybe we can get together and hang out. And he's thinking, okay, cool. At that point, I will surprise her and tell her what I have trying to do for her birthday. So later that day comes and he doesn't really hear from her. And he doesn't reach out either the entire day. So at about, I think at this point, it's like 11 o'clock. And she finally reaches back and says, hey, just wrapped up with my friends. Where are you? What are you doing? He said, in full honesty, bro, I was tired by that point. Like, I had waited for her all day to find out what was going on. By the time she hit me up at 11 something o'clock, my brain is on, like, I'm going to sleep. This is a wrap, because he actually had to work. She was off. He still has to go to work. So he wrote it back and said, well, I was waiting to hear from you all day. But when I didn't, I just started to relax, honestly, and figured I would get up with you tomorrow and we'll figure it out from there, because I'm kind of tired now. So she doesn't text back, but he doesn't really think much of it because he just goes to sleep. When he wakes up the next morning and realizes that she never texts back, he thought that was odd. So he goes to text her again, like, hey, how'd your night end up? What happened? Now he's blocked.
Blocked?
He realizes that the text comes back green instead of blue.
What? That escalated quickly.
Right. So he's like, did she block me? Like, why would she do that? There's no reason for her to do that. So then he tries to call her, and then it goes straight to voicemail. So I guess he had somebody else call her just to see if the phone would ring, to try to see if her phone was off or what's going on. And it went through just fine when somebody else called her. So at this point, he's like, oh, she definitely blocked me. So he doesn't hear from her Friday. He doesn't hear from her Saturday, which is her actual birthday. Nothing. Like, at that point, I think he sent her a text to say happy birthday. Still bouncing back that he's blocked. So Sunday comes, Sunday night, and he gets a text from her saying, hey, sorry, had a really busy and crazy weekend. Thank you for the birthday text. So his mind, he's like, what? Like, what? You just ignored me the entire weekend for your birthday. Then you just pop up on Sunday like nothing happened. So he was like, he was pissed about it. And then he was asking me, like, what do you think happened? I'm like, I don't know. You just ask her. And her story just doesn't seem believable. She claims that there was a conversation that transpired while she was out with her friends. And one of her friends got upset about something she said and then took her phone. And then blocked my dude.
Yeah, no. That's a lie.
Liar. So no. Nobody believes that.
Nobody believes that.
And she's running with it. That's what happened. And at first, she seemed almost like mad at him. Like he did something wrong. So my advice was, I think you should stand your ground. Because I don't think you did anything wrong. And I think you should get real accountability from her. And he did. And when he did that, she became a little more apologetic. Like, you know what? I should have handled it better. Because my thing was, even if that's the case and she blocked him, how did you not realize that when there was no communication between the two of y'all? Like, it would, you know, but she's sticking with that's her story. And he just doesn't know what to do because obviously he doesn't believe her.
That kind of lie you can try to bury, but you'll always remember it and it will fester and fester and fester until eventually he brings it up again.
I absolutely believe so.
It's the Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.